Saints, in the name of Jesus Christ, I greet you, and I welcome you here to the house of the Lord. We have truly a beautiful Sabbath day that is here for us. And while conditions have been somewhat unusual the last few weeks with weather and sicknesses, we're pleased that we can be here today to be able to partake of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. We know that last week we had to cancel, and so I didn't want to wait another month to be able to have this particular service. And so I'm pleased that we can be here together today to remember that which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us. I'd like to read to you as a call to worship out of the book of John, the first chapter. If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to begin at verse 23. Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as saith the prophet Isaiah." And they who were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, or Elias, who was to restore all things, neither that prophet?" And John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is of whom I bear record. He is the prophet, even Elias, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose, or whose place I am not able to fill. For he shall baptize not only with water, but with fire and with the Holy Ghost." And the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world." And John bare record of him unto the people, saying, "This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man who is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him, and that he should make made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." And John bare record, saying that when he was baptized of me, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him, for he who sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, "Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost." And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God.
Thank you. Our Father and our God, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we gather this day, a day set apart, that we might remember the gift and the life that is provided to us by the sacrifice and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in his name, O God, that we gather, that we might remember that great love that you have for each one, that we might know with a surety that your love abounds the trials of this world. And so we call upon you from the courts of glory that you might provide a gift of your good Spirit, even the Holy Ghost might come and rest within our midst, and it might preside over our time as we remember the love, as we remember your Son. Won't you be with our brother Steve as he would break forth the word of life, and that you would continue to be with our brother Joe as he presides. And may all that we do this day, Lord, bring you honor, praise, and glory. We ask, O God, that we might be mindful as we start a new year on the calendar. We know that your work goes on forever, and we're grateful for these opportunities to be involved with your work in these latter days. So bless our endeavors, we would ask. And above all things, Lord, forgive us of our sin. And we pray it in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I first of all want to say that I truly love and appreciate each one of you here. I hope you know that. The oblation that we're about to pick up and take up for the use of this church to help those in need took on new meaning to me when I ran across this scripture this week from the book of Revelations in chapter 3. And the Lord was speaking through John, and he told John the people from the church of Laodicea were neither cold or hot, but they were lukewarm, and that he would spew them out of his mouth. Brothers and sisters, with this oblation today, may the money that's collected be from the heart. But moreover, may your hearts be drawn out to help those in need that you know in your life, that the Lord will find us not to be lukewarm, but to be hot. And he promises that if we hear him knocking at the door, if we open the door, he will come in and he will sup with us and us with him. And if we overcome, we can sit with him next to him on his throne. May you bow with me as we bless this offering. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we pray now that as those people that have come prepared to share of their money and moreover their spirit, their offering to you to help others in any way might be blessed. We thank you for the ability to do this and help us as we go forward in this service to remember our Savior. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We have just stood and sung, "All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him." It has been proved that by scientists that when you stand with a group of people and sing to a deity, in our case, the God of heaven, that goes further than any prescription that a doctor could prescribe. When you stand and sing the praises of our God and our Father, He blesses you. And from the 83rd section of the Doctrine and Covenants, I'll prove that to you. "For whoso is faithful unto the obtaining these two priesthoods, of which I have spoken, and the magnifying their calling, are sanctified by the Spirit unto the renewing of their bodies." This is a new beginning, brothers and sisters, if you will. This first sacrament meeting here. And of all the instruction that's been given of the Lord concerning the sacrament and how it is to be administered, etc., the most vital information that we can receive is to acknowledge why we are here. And that is to remember Him, the Savior. It might be absurd for you to think that, why should I have to be reminded to remember Jesus Christ? Should we be reminded to breathe? Do we have to be reminded to sleep? But you see, these things become second nature to us. That's how we should react in this situation. That the prayers that we're going to hear in a moment will say that we remember Him, that we may always have His Spirit to be with us. But the intent, you see, the intent of this meeting is to come before Him as a people, that together we can experience what the Lord has in store for us. And to the degree, I must say, that we have made preparation before we came here is the degree of which the Lord will bless us with His Spirit, you see. I'm not alone when I say that the most important ingredient for us to have a Spirit-filled sacrament meeting is for us to come to Him with a pure heart, to be clean in body and mind is vital. Having an eye single to His glory. Yes, this is a new beginning of sorts. We'll have a clean slate after we partake, frankly. Let us make a new determination, brothers and sisters, to judge righteously. Oh, Steve, how do we do that? You might ask. We judge righteously, brothers and sisters, when we judge not with our eyes, but with our heart. When we see someone who might be in need of clothing or whatever, we judge with our eyes, don't we? I'm guilty of that. Perhaps I see somebody on the street and I begin to judge him with my eyes. That's sinful. I need to judge him from my heart and to ask the Lord for discernment to judge that man with my mind and with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And we cannot judge also with our tongue either. to reprove someone, you see. We need to judge righteously and reprove with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and help those who are in need. Joseph Smith, many years ago, gave us instructions about this particular service. He said that we need to be more prayerful and to be more watchful after we partake. Why is that, do you think? He answers us through a communication. He said, I stand within thy view, yet undiscerned. He might be before us today. We just might not be able to discern him, you see. I think he knew, because it is at this time that we are our cleanest, maybe our purest, if you will. And that's the time that we should look and listen for what he's trying to tell us. He said, sanctify yourselves that I may make you clean. Only he can cleanse us, brothers and sisters, through the emblems that you see laid before you. A voice of warning, brothers and sisters. We just remembered here a few weeks ago of the bombing of December 7th, 1941. It seemed like every time the subject came up with Dad and myself, he said, oh yes, that changed my whole life. I dare say to you today, brothers and sisters, that we need to cleanse ourselves of all unrighteousness and get our spiritual body, our spiritual self in check. This is an interesting day in which we live, is it not? We do hear of these wars and rumors of wars, but there are things going on in our own country that we're not aware of. This, brothers and sisters, is a time to prepare, a time to get right, if you will, before the Lord. And this, which we do this morning here, is the new beginning for you and for me. Let us consider that which we do here this morning, because the very act has grave consequences for you and for me.
Saints, the table has been prepared before us. On the front of that table, you'll see those words that are taken from the Scriptures. It says, "This do in remembrance of me." On this table are the body and the blood in symbol of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is offered to you as saints, those that have made a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ in the waters of baptism and received the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands of those that have authority to do so. So the body of the Church of Jesus Christ is invited this day to partake. Soon the priesthood will mingle amongst you and offer these emblems to you. Ask yourself the question, am I prepared to receive? And remember what Jesus Christ did for you in going to that cross, in making that sacrifice, and in offering and doing so eternal life to each of us. If you've made that covenant, you're invited to partake. If you've not yet made that covenant, we invite you to seek it out and inquire of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that you might become a member of the body of Christ. Shall we now kneel facing this altar as the prayer is offered on the bread? O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember Him, and keep His commandments which He has given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Amen. Has everyone that desired to partake received their portion of the bread? Saints, then, once again, shall we kneel facing this altar as the prayer is offered over the wine. O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen. All those that desired to partake received their portion of the wine. I'll read a scripture to you out of section 43 of the Doctrine and Covenants. We studied this section this morning in our Sunday school class. But before I do that, I just wanted to share with you an observation that I made. I hadn't noticed this before, and I've participated in many sacrament services. I suspect it happens every time, but I was only just this time made aware. After the serving of the bread and the brethren were priesthood were coming back in, and they split here at the table and go along each side. And there was not one man that didn't cast their eyes upon that table and see the wine, the trays that were placed there in order. And I could see in their eyes a respect, as if each man looked in thankfulness for what their Lord had done for them and for each of us. And I don't mean to embarrass the priesthood or anything like that, but saints, I pray that each of us have a deep and abiding respect for our Lord Jesus Christ, for He is worthy. And in section 43 of the Doctrine and Covenants, verse 3, paragraph B, it says this, "And thus ye shall become instructed in the law of my church, and be sanctified by that which ye have received. And ye shall bind yourselves to act in all holiness before me, that inasmuch as ye do this, glory shall be added to the kingdom which ye have received." And I suppose as we begin this new year, saints, what greater goal can we have than this, than to bind ourselves to act in all holiness before our Heavenly Father? This is becoming of a saint of these latter days. May we have the strength, is my prayer, that we in our lives may make that covenant and bind ourselves to act in holiness, that the kingdom of God may come upon this earth. I pray that the Lord will bless each and every one of you, that this day and this year that is before us might be one of great privilege in seeking after the things of the kingdom.
Our Father, who art in heaven, we have gathered here this day to worship Thee and to remember Thy only begotten Son. And we have done so in spirit and truth. And we're thankful for that good spirit that has attended us here this day. And Father, we know each one that has come here this day in the attitude of repentance and that has reached forth has been cleansed. And we even have that new beginning. Father, be with each one of us as we continue through these days of life. Help us to put our trust in Thee, our faith in Thee, and that our hope might not be deferred, that we might look forward to the great coming of Thy Son back here upon this earth once again. And so it is, Father, we look forward to that day. May we strive to be a righteous people, a holy people, is our desire. Father, may You be with each one as we depart here this day, that Your Spirit might continue with us and bless each one with health. For surely we know You are our health and our salvation. And this is our prayer this day. In the name of our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.